Cowboys-Eagles week. What a big game this is for both teams Sunday night at the Death Star. And we thought, as we do every week when it's Cowboys-Eagles week, that we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio and listen to the Touchdown Brothers. They do the morning show on the All Sports station in Philly. So, Jer, if you want to bring them up, see what they're talking about.
All right, Brian, we appreciate the time this morning and your insight to college football.
All right, guys, appreciate you. Hook them.
All right, hook them. What's that?
I don't know.
Is that a Texas thing or something? You know what? That's enough of college football talk. I'm tired of that beauty contest. Oh, who's the prettier team? I don't know. Shut up.
Who cares?
Let's talk about something that's settled on the field. Let's talk about the National Football League.
Oh!
Yeah! Oh! It's Cowgirl Week.
Always love it when we got the Cowgirls coming in to lay down for us.
Boy, they sucked. Did you watch that game last week?
Oh, it was horrible.
No, terrible.
Horrible. And I got to be honest with you, I was scared when the Cowboys got rid of Tony Romo because I feared they'd finally had a chance to get good.
Right, yeah.
But Dak Prescott is a novice quarterback with no discernible skills.
He's worse. Did you see him running for his life last week?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, it's such a great O-line, huh?
You know what? Let me look at the standings here real quick.
Yeah, what did they say on top of the Tommy?
Let's see. There's a team that's 8-1.
Uh-huh.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles!
The Eagles!
Oh, my gosh!
Eagle!
Against the 5-4 Cowgirls. I'll tell you what, this is Dallas week. This is where you tell people from Dallas just what losers they really are. If you see somebody on the street that says, oh, I'm a Cowboy fan, say, okay, that's fine. Hey, could you have a bigger baby as an owner? Huh? Could you, Jerry Jones? Oh, I'm going to sue the league if I don't get my money back.
Shut up, Jerry.
Shut up, Jerry. Put a cork in it, would you?
And Zeke Elliott's only successful because he hits the line like he hits women. Right?
Yeah.
Why do the Cowboys put up with that guy?
Yeah, I don't think he doesn't hit a bong every once in a while either.
Hey, help me out here, Tony. I'm trying to figure out what's more fragile, peace on the Korean Peninsula or Sean Lee. Help me out with that. Help me out. Try to figure it.
Yeah, I think you could get someone from Korea who's probably played more games than Sean Lee has the last 3 years.
Oh, hey, hey. Silence for Ron Jaworski.
Hey, Tor's still alive, man. What are you doing?
You're talking during a moment of silence.
Yeah, I know, but he's still alive. Why are we doing a moment of silence?
Because we love him.
Oh, that's true. We love Jaws. And he used to whip the Cowboys. Hey, did you hear this one?
What?
Did you hear this one? That they're making a remake of The Blind Side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not about a left tackle. It's about teams that have to move into the sun when they play at that stupid stadium down there.
I get it.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Roger Goodell rips that franchise out of Jerry's hands.
Yeah, he's going to take it away.
And awards it to Baton Rouge or somewhere.
Yeah, move it to Baton Rouge. And they're such losers, you know, they can't even win the legal battles in Dallas, you know?
They can't win anything.
Nah, they can't.
It's a loser town with a loser team with a bunch of losers that lose along with them.
They may have won a Super Bowl. I can't remember the last time it was, though. It's been like, what?
Before I was born.
Me too.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it's Rip Dallas Week. If you've got a rip, give us a call here at Spare Radio, and we'll put you on the air, and we'll talk Eagles and Cowgirls because it's Dallas Week.
All right, now, Tony, I think we're ready to go to the phones. What do you say?
Go to the phones.
Let's start it off with Sal in South Philly. Sal, you're home with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing today?
I'm doing all right.
First of all, congratulations are in order for me, your favorite caller, Sal Parmesan.
Yeah?
I got my first job.
Whoa!
You got your what?
Sal got...
My first job.
Really? Really? Sal, how old are you again?
I'm 34.
All right. That's good. That's all right. That's when we started working. Yeah, what you got going on?
My mother is so happy that I finally got a job. I'm a projectionist at my local theater.
Okay. That's good employment.
Very honorable.
Yeah, very honorable, for sure.
I hope it leads to a job with NFL Films. That would be my dream job.
Oh, could you imagine working for NFL
Films? You'd sound great doing it.
Yeah.
And I could work with my hero, Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
Moment of silence for Jaws.
Did you stop doing that? He's not dead.
Sal in South Philly, you're still on.
Still on.
Okay, good. I love used to his guys. Hey, by the way, it's so tough to see the other NFL teams from our 8-1 mountaintop perch.
Oh! Yeah, it is, man. It
darn
is.
Darn sizzle!
Like a three-game lead or something.
I don't even see the Cowgirls.
No, no, I don't see them down there. Anyway. Hey, Cowgirls, where are you down there?
I see on them from up here.
Sal's got some good ribs, man.
Oh, man, it cracks me up.
Hey, I got one question for you two guys.
All right, what's all right, that, all right, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
Does Jerry Jones suck or what?
Coming up next hour, Justin Montemayor leads us through the 76ers schedule, and sports inventor Mike Ducey joins us to discuss his new line of wigs that he makes for what he says are other balding men who suffer from extreme impotence. Stay with us.
Right.
It's the Tucktown Brothers.
Good to see nothing's changed in Philadelphia, and they're wound up about the Cowboys.
Dallas guests on there.
I don't know. Well, they hate them, but then again, yeah, they embrace Dallas.
Justin's
in a way.
On every week.
Yeah.